Fans of reggae music may have enjoyed themselves at the Major Reggae Festival this weekend. Micah Ganaron debuted his latest single at the concert. We sat down with him to talk about his work as a mentor with Malama Mentors, where he's been tapped as an assistant director.
So when I go to schools, when I work with high schoolers, our job is to promote the program and get the mentors, which are usually sophomores, juniors, and seniors in the high schools, and get them on board to mentor these third and fourth, fifth graders who need a friend, need guidance, need mentorship in their community. So I use music for me. I use it to kind of encourage our high school mentors to say that, and I show them, like, I got mentored from Jake Shimabukuro, from Bruce Shimabukuro. When I was younger, I took lessons from them. And today, now I'm trying to pursue island music. I just kind of show them that the mentoring is important in it for anybody.
Why did you decide to get involved with this?
With Malama Mentors? Actually, I'm currently a youth leader at my church, at Hoi Kai United Church of Christ. So I help plan winter and summer camps between Maui and Oahu churches. And youth has kind of always been in my life, and I always wanted to help out the next generation. So one of the guest speakers, Jay Jarman, is actually the founder of Malama Mentors, and he found me at one of our camps. So he referred me to becoming the future Malama Mentors director once he kind of retires next year. So yeah, it's always kind of been, my grandma was a teacher, my sister the teacher's at Fern, so we've always been around youth and trying to enrich the next generation.
Do you have younger brothers or sisters?
I have an older sister, Kate Ganaron. She's a fifth grade teacher at Fern Elementary.
Okay, but no younger siblings?
No, I think that's also too. It's like I always wanted a younger brother, younger sister, but didn't fall in the right cards.
Just didn't work out in
your
family.
Yeah.
But so this program, how long has it been around, and is it on the neighbor islands at all?
No, so right now it was originally called Youth Grace. So right now we're kind of going through a different phase, changing the name to Malama Mentors. But yeah, it's been around for a while. We partner up with Common Grace. So Common Grace it's pretty much the same program, but it works with churches around the community. So a lot of the church families in the community come down to the schools to mentor third and fourth and fifth graders, while Malama Mentors is the side of it works with high school students in the community.
I imagine it's something similar to like Big Brothers, Big Sisters,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely. Big Brothers and Big Sisters is a great organization, and we've kind of teamed up with them too sometimes. But yeah, Malama Mentors, we currently have 10 schools that we work with, from all the way in like Kailua to Aiea, Farrington. And then some schools actually work with two elementary schools in their community because they have so many mentors in the high school. And the difference, I think, that we set us apart is that we do one-on-one mentoring. So no matter what, it's one student and one mentor. And we realized that that's probably the most impactful in the way that to develop confidence, to develop a relationship, it has to be one-on-one relations.
You have a catchphrase here, helping youth one friendship at a time.
Yes, definitely. One friendship at a time because, yeah, like I said, it's really one-on-one discussions. We actually spend, we have a schedule that we work on. It's not a tutoring program too, so we try to help them with their homework, but it's mainly we want our mentors to listen for majority of the portion, play games, and we could help them with their homework, and then we just kind of go into discussions with their mentor and mentees.
So could it involve sports too?
Oh, definitely. Actually, at the second half of the program, they do outside activities. At the end of the year, we have a Croc Center in Kapolei. We have a mentor-mentee day that they all go out to the Croc Center. The Croc Center is amazing. I've never been there since we started planning this Croc Center, and it's pool. We're going to game center. We're actually going to add arts and crafts and music. It's going to be a day full of activities for the Malama mentors and mentees to kind of get to know each other even more.
I just finally saw that this summer and it was blown away.
I know.
Like, wow, it's such a cool facility
and
for everybody on the west side.
Yeah, I know. I'm still so jealous. Yes. I live in Hoi Kai, so like I'm wishing that they had something on that side. But it's really cool. There's a gym, pool, and there's a church over there. It's crazy. Yeah.
So where does Malama Mentors go? I mean, you've got this thing going. Mm-hmm. Are there plans to expand it?
Yeah. So right now, I kind of just started 3 months ago as a new assistant director. But we're all kind of going towards the future about having more impacts on the DOE, having more programs. So right now, we're a new school is Castle. So we'll be working with Castle and Pohala. So yeah, we're slowly getting there. We're developing staff to kind of hold this program in our communities.
And so how does that work? So when do the mentors connect with their little brothers or sisters? Do they do it after school? Is it on the weekend?
Yes. Oh, no. So the first beginning of the year, we try to get the mentors to commit. So we do a 8-week program. So we have head coaches. We call it head coaches, assistant coaches, and champions. So the champions are usually the person who's from the specific school who could pick out the mentors in the schools and the mentees in the schools. And then they start pairing them, so to have that one-on-one relationship. Then we have the head coaches who lead the discussions and assistant coaches to help out. So yeah, we have this staff kind of to guide them in the beginning of the program. So we really dive in with the mentors to teach them the importance of listening, the importance of just being a good mentor, you know. It's an 8-week program, and then starting at the next school year in January, they start actually a little bit earlier. In December, we start to really connect the kids. So we do a school visit with the high school and the elementary schools, and we actually connect them.
And so how's it been maybe with some of these high school students that maybe have gone off to college? Do they still keep in touch? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. No, it's really cool to see everybody, like some of the kids who were mentees become mentors, and it's just kind of full circle. They kind of realize like the impact they'd had from their mentors, so they want to be mentors when they become high schoolers. So it's really awesome to see. We actually have a couple videos on YouTube. You could kind of check us out, seeing there's a documentary about one of the kids becoming a mentor after being a mentee, and it's really touching to see the impact just from this small nonprofit, what we can do.
So music is your icebreaker.
Yes.
And then do you have a big party afterwards with everybody together? I don't know, how does that work?
Oh yeah, well, we like to really get the mentors and mentees outside of the mm-hmm. school too, to see how they react to one another in the real world. So yeah, we've done kind of performances with the Kapuna at the Palolo Chinese Homes. Again, the Croc Center, we do a trolley ride for Christmas time, stuff like that. So yeah, this year we're going to plan on having like a jam session after the school year and just kind of fellowship together. If I can be that person to them to help them to get in touch with their own musician inside, that's great for me.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you were mentored by the Shimabukuros.
Yes.
I mean, that's awesome.
I know. It was crazy. I started taking lessons in the second grade. Their studio was right in Hoi Kai by Costco, where it used to be the old Kaiser Permanente building. Yeah. And I would take lessons from Jake right before it was during Pure Heart Days,
yes.
Cologne, right before he kind of took off in international. And yeah, it's when I look back at it, I was like, wow. I actually took lessons from this guy, and it's crazy.
And now this is your way of giving back?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, because he mentored me, even to this day, for my past couple EPs. I call him up and say, like, you know, this is what I got. What do you think? Even just life stuff, too. Just having that mentor is really important at any age, you know.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for what
you
do.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for having me and letting me share my story.
That was Micah Ganaron, who was with Malama Mentors. He took part in this past weekend's reggae festival, Major Raja. Take a listen to his new single, Let Me Sing.
Maybe in time we can get a little closer, but I gotta do what's best for me. Wanna fly you away to be the brightest star, and nothing's holding you back. I want the world to see I'm ready for this. It's my time to be.